Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prennant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Tuesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prennant. This is the Brayden Sir Prennant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. Always great to be talking with you each and every day from 10 to 2, as mentioned before. Let's dive into, and what I want to get started with was obviously the World Series game last night. I mean, when I look at the World Series game last night, I haven't watched too much of the World Series because you get to a point, right, where it's like, do I really want to watch the Dodgers in the World Series? And sometimes you have that opinion or sometimes you have that feeling of once your team is eliminated, you don't want to watch anymore. I find myself doing that a lot of times, where it's, as soon as my team gets eliminated, it's like, why am I still watching this? I'm moving on to the next sport. But last night, with the Monday night game done and over with for the NFL, and Kansas City taking care of business against the Commanders, survivor pick for my group on the survivor picks, great to cash in on that. But after that game was over, threw on the World Series. It was late in the game. It was 4-4. 4-4 in the seventh inning. And then all of a sudden, it was 5-5. And then it was a lot of baseball being played at Chavez Ravine up in Los Angeles. The Dodgers ended up outlasting the Blue Jays 6-5 in 18 innings in Game 3 of the 2025 World Series. It was 6 hours and 39 minutes. They played almost the equivalent of like three baseball games in this day and age of baseball, of MLB baseball with pitch clock and all that stuff. 6 hours and 39 minutes. It tied the 2018 Dodgers Red Sox game 3 as the longest World Series game ever played. And the ending came with a cinematic finish. A Freddie Freeman walk-off home run off Brendan Little, giving LA a 2-1 series lead. And Freeman, his second straight year with a World Series walk-off homer, something no player had ever done. There was a lot to unpack with that game last night. I mean, it got to like the extra inning portion a couple of times where it just seemed like the game was just dragging on. I mean, Toronto's all their best hitters got taken out of the game. And they went into a portion of extra innings where they were playing a lot of players that weren't starting in the game and guys that couldn't get any hits. I mean, every single inning, the Dodgers seemed like they were threatening, almost every single inning. And the Blue Jays did a good job with their pitching staff. But overall, with the Toronto Blue Jays, I mean, they couldn't get any hits. They couldn't get any hits when it mattered. And so now they drop in the series 2-1. They left a record 19 runners stranded and had a brutal night of missed chances, strange plays, and base running blunders. The Toronto Blue Jays did. Here's some of the things that they had happen last night. Bo Bichette was picked off first base after misreading a strike call. George Springer, Toronto's emotional leader, exited with an injury in the seventh inning. Blue Jays used every position player and their 67 team at-bats set a new series record. Dodgers, for their part, set a series record by using 10 pitchers, including a surprise 12th inning relief appearance by a retiring Clayton Kershaw. The unsung hero, though, for them was reliever Will Klein, a recent call-up who threw four scoreless innings in extras, the longest outing of his professional career. In total, the teams combined to leave 37 runners on base and six runners thrown out and played 18 innings without a single double play. The game swung from a slugfest early to a war of attrition late until Freeman finally ended it with one swing. The win was crucial. Teams that win Game 3 of a 1-1 series go on to win the World Series nearly 70% of the time and 60% when doing so at home under the current 2-3-2 format. So a big look at last night's World Series game. I mean, I put that game on while working on football, and then at the same time, like, I ended up finishing what I needed to do, and then I started watching more on the couch. I ended up falling asleep on the couch and then waking up to Freddie Freeman getting interviewed after the game. That's what I ended up waking up to last night. But the Dodgers end up taking Game 3. It's frustrating to see. This World Series is kind of like a win-win. If they win, the Dodgers do. Maybe they'll change some things in Major League Baseball. It's also sickening to watch them win. But at the same time, if they lose, then it's like, hey, look, I'll have to watch LA win another championship. But what a fun game that was last night. I mean, the entire time I'm sitting there watching, I'm like falling asleep on my couch. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And I keep thinking about the Toronto Blue Jay fans that are staying up to like 2, 3 in the morning. And then ultimately to lose. I mean, I can't even think about a situation like that watching a Padres game to like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning and then getting a loss. I went to sleep way long before that 24-inning game or 22-inning game, whatever it was, against the Rockies a long time ago for a regular season game. I tell you what, though, as much as, like, to me, you can't have the runner start on second base in the World Series. It's like a shootout in hockey. I mean, that is a portion of the game that is designed to just get through regular season games as quickly as possible. But it's not a design to figure out who, you know, deserves to win the game. I mean, this is a particular situation last night where not having the guy in second is going to be a big reason why the game goes super late. Now, if this is in the middle of June, people will be losing their mind. I mean, you even had all the wealthy people for L.A. leaving early anyway. Had to start sending people down to the lower seats. Too many of the people in the nice seats ended up leaving early in the game. Not really early in the game. This is like 11 o'clock at night. They were giving away fruit to all the players that had start to load up on some sugar and some fuel. I mean, that was a long night for both teams. Again, 6 hours and 39 minutes, tied for the longest World Series game ever. 18 innings, first time since 2018, World Series Game 3. Freddie Freeman becomes the first player in MLB history with multiple World Series walk-off home runs. Ohtani, 9 times on base, 4 extra base hits, 2 home runs, 4 intentional walks. That's never been done in postseason history. Wonder why. Dodgers used 10 pitchers. Blue Jays set a record with 67 at-bats, 37 total stranded runners, new World Series record. Look at the Dodgers storylines from last night. Ohtani continuing to do a bunch of crazy things all the time. Freddie Freeman again delivers in the clutch. Will Klein, unlikely postseason hero for the Dodgers. And as for the Toronto Blue Jays, I mean, so many missed opportunities. 19 runners left on base. Hopefully there's good news on the George Springer situation with his injury. That could shift momentum in the series potentially. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hustled home on a bizarre carom for a momentary lead, but Toronto just couldn't finish the game. And then interesting bullpen usage for the Blue Jays. I mean, to me, it's like whoever was just going to run out of pitching first is going to lose that game. And to me, Toronto seemed like they did that. I don't know how much, you know, L.A. had left. You would have seen, like, Yamamoto late. He said he wanted to pitch, said he could do it. Dodgers are now up 2-1. Ohtani starts Game 4, and historically Game 3 winners at home in tied series win the title 60% of the time. So we'll see what happens in the rest of this World Series. There's a couple other things that I want to dive into today. And, I mean, these are some things that, like, pop up throughout the offseason, especially for the Padres. And it's hard to talk about when you're still talking about the World Series and the World Series is still being played. Again, free agency doesn't open up until 5 days after the conclusion of the World Series. But something that was interesting that I saw yesterday that we didn't really dive into that I really want to get into today, talking about top Padres free agents in 2025. These are the players that were on the Padres last year that are now free agents in this offseason. And as he does each and every year, Jim Bowden puts out all of the potential free agents. He puts out how much they're expected to make and the teams that are interested are good fits for said players. And the 5 players that you would want to worry about or should really talk about: Dylan Cease, Michael King, Robert Suarez, Ryan O'Hearn, Luis Arraez. And when you look at what Jim Bowden has put together in terms of years and money, some of these players might actually be relatively affordable to bring back. Now, that being said, we've gone through this the last couple of seasons, and the Padres haven't necessarily brought back a lot of the players that are up for contract. And they definitely haven't brought back a lot of players that they end up renting at the trade deadline. That's a guy like Ryan O'Hearn. They gave Jurickson Profar a contract extension one time. But other than that, they haven't really handed out a lot of contract extensions, or should I say re-sign a lot of the free agents that they have had. They've had to go on the bargain and try to find some pitchers. They've had to find some other position players. But as everything kind of shapes up for the Padres, there's a decent amount of players that are out there. But some of these players actually have not unaffordable contracts. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. Out of the 5 players of Cease, King, Suarez, O'Hearn, and Arraez, I'm going to tell you who I think the Padres should put all their money towards. As we continue, Brayden Cipriani Show, just getting started. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. I just saw that they got the morning show at MLB Network? Is it MLB Central or something like that? I think it's MLB Central.
Sure.
MLB Central's live at Dodger Stadium, as they would be. It is World Series Game 4 tonight. And they brought out the World Series food for Dodger Stadium. Has anybody seen the World Series food for Dodger Stadium? The new food items?
I saw they had new stuff. I didn't see what they were, though. I think one was like...
utterly ridiculous is what it is.
Don't they have like a full-on tomahawk?
Yeah.
That's...
I was about to get to that.
Great.
They got a tomahawk steak. They brought out the surf and turf nachos for the for MLB Central. Wonton chips topped with lobster, grilled steak, spicy ponzu sauce, scallion, cilantro, pico, and crema. Sounds delicious. How much does all this stuff cost, by the way? It's like $80 to park at Dodger Stadium for the World Series.
There's a lot of parking spaces available from what I saw last night.
A lot of seats available, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
Available at the field level section 10. You can get the surf and turf nachos. Pistachio cream sundae. Sounds great. This is what you're talking about. The tomahawk platter.
I'm surprised the Braves don't have a trademark on that.
A tomahawk platter? Tomahawk steak?
Yes.
I know. If any team in Major League Baseball had a tomahawk steak, it should be the Atlanta Braves. Char-grilled tomahawk steak served with chimichurri, horseradish cream, and smashed peewee potatoes. You get it at Left Field Plaza Grill or the Right Field Plaza Grill. You got a bone marrow taco. Nice. And then they have this, you got a torta too.
Hold on. Time out. We can't just overlook that.
The bone marrow thing?
Bone marrow taco.
It literally comes in like a bone. And then you scoop the bone marrow out and it comes on the like blue tortillas. I'm just saying. Whatever happened to just getting a burger or like a hot dog and a beer?
Freaking rich people, dude. I swear.
Pistachio cream funnel cake. The mega barbecue platter. Chicken chimichurri sandwich. Barbecue beef sandwich. That's bigger than my arm. Pork belly banh mi. Spicy rice cakes. They didn't post any of the prices on this stuff.
I wonder why.
Who's going to a World Series game and getting a tomahawk steak? Even rich people. If I was as rich as Jeff Bezos, I'd still want a hot dog at a baseball game. You know what I don't want? A tomahawk steak. How am I supposed to eat that? Could you imagine the guy next to you decides
the lower bowl? Remember, the lower bowl seats have that bench. Table in front of them.
Some of them do, not all of them.
That's why you can get those in the lower section. You're up at the peasants up top in the 10th section, the 10th
I'd love
level,
to see a dude in the top deck. He's got his little block, butcher block that they serve this thing on. Yeah, there's Surf and Turf Nachos on MLB Network.
I mean,
the butcher block
look,
thing
I mean,
with the with tomahawk
like carne asada fries, honestly. So I mean, that's not
it's wonton chips though.
No,
it's
I understand
steak
that.
And
I'm
lobster
just
on there.
I'm just saying it doesn't. That doesn't look egregious.
You're having lobster at a baseball game is kind of egregious in itself.
I mean,
how much
like
do you think that costs?
Not,
how
I mean,
much do you think
like
that costs?
It's not a helmet.
That's got to be like $35.
Yeah, easily.
I got to look this up. They've got it. They didn't post any prices.
I would make fun of them for munching away on that stuff on air, but we kind of did that a couple weeks ago about our Rick, so
with
I can't knock them for that.
It comes to the territory of doing remotes.
They just showed the bone marrow toggle. Like what? Why?
Well, let's put it in. Let's go about this here. The parking's $80, as we've seen. Bill Shakin's posted that $20 beers.
So you're $100 in and you haven't got to your seat yet.
All eyes immediately went to the tomahawk platter, which sparked curiosity about the price point, given that simple taco platter at Chavez Ravine typically goes north of $40.
$40 taco platter.
Yes.
Regular, not in
that's
the
regular
marrow.
Season. Yeah, that's the usual deal. The platter's chimichurri and fingerling potatoes are a nice touch. Tough for more than, though, for more than $150. Is that what it says?
Wait, what?
More than $150 is what it said, I guess.
$150 for that tomahawk steak?
I'm trying to find a like real price. People are just guessing. Somebody had to post the price of this thing. I mean, come on.
I've seen people, I watch Twitch streams, I know you chatters out there, you guys, chatters can find stuff. I'm putting a challenge out to the chatters. If you're in a position to where you can, please link us a link of the actual Dodger Stadium prices, please.
It says like it's about $150, maybe. $150, I mean a tomahawk steak.
What do you need a tomahawk steak at a ball game for?
Just to say you did it. Well, I guess if you're going to spend... tickets to get in this place is like $800. It's crazy. It's crazy. $150 is nuts.
Go Aztecs is saying Barstool said $150.
That's what the article what I had. I saw Outkick had it at $150. A bunch of different places had it at $150. You know what? I mean, you had a lot of innings to eat the tomahawk steak last night, let me tell you. I would have loved, I mean, just the idea of just serving a tomahawk steak at a game is hilarious to me. Because, like, I want to be sitting watching a baseball game, eating a hot dog, and then look to the guy next to me. Just like a normal person walking up, he just has a tomahawk steak. He's, like, just cutting it. Eating a tomahawk steak while he's watching a ball game.
Here's my question. What inning did all the beer vendors close?
Seventh, right?
And you can't open up again because you never know when. You don't know
no,
when
you
the game's going to end.
Again. So all of those innings were without. Everybody was sober driving home last night.
That's when people were starting to leave.
Well, for sure. For sure.
It's like, I need a beer. I can't get one here.
For
I'm
sure.
finding one.
You know what? I mean, like. As much as people like want to just rip the Dodger fans for like leaving early, which is funny in its own right.
It's a World Series game. You guys are the biggest
fans. They
stopped
selling beer. I can't, you know, they stopped selling drinks. Can't fault them. You know who had it good though was the people in the suites that could still get alcohol. And there are places, some of those bars will remain open for an hour past the final out. Mm-hmm. I mean, those places were making a killing last night.
Oh God, yes.
I mean, if you think about Petco Park, right?
We just paid our rent for the building the entire, in just this night.
Petco Park, like the loft is open an hour after first pitch. And then like the club down below, the blue sheet, whatever, the super fancy club is obviously open the whole time. The other one, what's the other one? It used to be called the Lexus Club and then it's the Omni Club. What is it called now? I don't remember what it's called. But the one that's...
The one in the left field?
No. It's behind home plate, but not right behind home plate. The mid-level one?
Oh, I don't know. That I don't
I've sat there a couple of times. I forget what it's called. Sam's got tickets there. I don't remember what it's called. It's been named like four different things.
It's under the press boxes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Lexus Club. It's the Lexus Club now. Omni, Lexus. I mean, it's been like 1,500 different things. That place stays open an hour after first pitch, after the final out, too. So, like, there's a couple of those bars at Petco Park that are open like that that would have been making a killing last night, that I'm sure was making a killing at Dodger Stadium. I can't, like, people, like, nobody's bitching about the food, dude. Nobody's bitching about the food. I'm just saying, it's kind of crazy to serve a tomahawk steak at a baseball game. Is that not crazy? That'd be about literally anything else. I can talk about the food if I want to.
It's not crazy. It's wild is what it is.
It's insane.
That is mental.
I'm telling you what, some of that stuff looks really good. I'm a big foodie. I just can't, like when I used to go to games in Texas for the Texas Rangers when I was in college, they were like the first of like these gigantic monstrosity food items. They had the Beltray Buster, which was like a burger that was bigger than my face. Bigger than my head, probably. They had like a bucket of tachos, which were tot nachos that were so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like the boomstick stuff. Have you seen the boomstick before? It's like the hot dog that's like 24 inches long.
Oh, yeah.
2 foot long hot dog that's like massive. You got to eat with like a family of 18.
Natural casings?
Yeah. Only on the select ones.
Gotcha.
That was extra. That was on the Italian one. I'm just saying, like, the food was kind of, but you get it for the experience. So here's my thing on this. If you already know you're going to spend a fortune on the World Series, why wouldn't you just make it the experience? It's not like you're going to the World Series and trying to do it on a budget unless you're just trying to sneak in. But if you have the means to go to the World Series, and you're making it like a big thing, you might as well eat the tomahawk steak. Add the $150 onto the $800 tickets, the $80 parking, and the $20 beers.
Yeah, you're already screwed. You're already taking out a second mortgage. You may as well just go for it.
Well, think about it from this perspective. You are treat it like a vacation. Instead of taking a week vacation somewhere or a 2 week vacation to Europe.
Yeah, true.
You're going to a World Series game. Would you not do that for the Padres? Padre fans? If you had the means, Frank. I'm going to ask you this. If you had the means, Frank, and you knew the Mets were going to win, which is tough, but it's a World Series game the Mets were going to win, would you exchange a 2 week vacation in Italy for like a
get whatever you want
in a New York Mets World Series game? The prices are the same. You get to pick. It's going to be paid for. You either go to 2 weeks to Italy or you have whatever you want at a New York Mets World Series game in which they win that game you're at.
I hate you so much.
That's a good question.
If I'm being brutally honest here, the only way I would do that is if I knew it was the clincher. If I knew that it was the game that they needed to win in order to win the World Series, that's the only way I would do that.
Hmm. You wouldn't do it for like game three?
No. It's,
what if you knew that the Mets were going to win that World Series?
Yeah, yeah. No.
They were going to win it later.
No.
But they were going to win that game.
I would want it. No, if I'm giving up something like that, if I'm going to blow that much money, I would want to know that it was.
It has to be a game four, five, six, or seven.
It would be the moment. It would be the game.
All right, fair enough. Padres game, World Series, just to say they won. I'd probably do that. But again, it's the principle of the tomahawk steak. Going down to your seats with a tomahawk steak, I mean, you're such a... insert your own word here. I mean, that is so ridiculous.
You're
a bleep.
I'm going to offend...
That's what you are.
I'm going to offend a lot of people here.
Oh, no.
You are a BMW driver.
Oh, wow!
I'm sorry.
Shots fired!
What
do we got on the BMW drivers here?
You are a BMW driver if you do that.
Wow. Not a windsock. A BMW driver. Not a Mercedes.
No.
Not a Tesla.
No.
You are a BMW driver. My mom drives a BMW. What does that mean?
She's nice. I've met her.
Okay.
She's
all right. She gets the, you know,
she's excluded from that.
Bought the wrong car.
Yes, exactly.
Apparently.
Yeah,
she bought the wrong car.
She's a very nice person with just so happens to have the wrong car.
Padres diehards got a good thing. It's not the problem of eating the tomahawk steak. It's eating the tomahawk steak and then having to go to the bathroom later at the ballpark. That's a good point. You load up on the rich food, the tomahawk steak. You get the nachos on the side. You don't care. You're spending money. You're watching the Dodgers play. All you Dodger fans, you know what? It goes to 18 innings. And those bathrooms at Dodger Stadium ain't going to get the job done. And by the way, by the time you're going to have to go to the bathroom, think about how many people have used that restroom for 18 innings.
Could you imagine?
18 innings.
Could you imagine if that game was in Boston and you had to use that latrine?
Oh, nice.
That's even better.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. There's a lot of people you offended in the chat that drive BMWs.
Wasn't there a stadium? I forget what sport it was, but wasn't there a stadium that had like what you would think is a water feature in the middle of it that they had to that was the urinal? Like it looked like a fountain that you'd find at a park or something. But that was the urinal. It wasn't like the trough that's at Fenway.
You've seen something like that?
Yes, I have.
I don't. When we played Oklahoma, I remember having to go to the bathroom before we left, and I remember using the public restrooms, not the ones in the press box. And I think there was troughs like that, but yeah. I'm pretty sure there was troughs where you could be on both sides. Where you're like facing somebody.
It's like a water fountain that you'd find in like a mall. But that's the trough.
Interesting. Anyway. All right. The ballpark food. It kind of goes back to the, you know, so I sent you that thing about that LSU kid last night, right?
Yes.
This kid at LSU is foregoing the rest of the season to think about things as his head coach got fired. Now they have three losses and they're not going to the playoff. Basically, he's like, well, we're not going to play for anything, so I'm done playing. And some kid was like, what happened to like the love of just playing football?
Yeah, exactly.
That's gone because we've made sports a business for kids. Like, I'm not even convinced that most kids even like the sports that they play. I'm sure there's some. But I don't think a lot of them like the sports that they play. I think the same thing is with the food here at the ballpark. It's all for clicks and it's all for Instagram. That's it. We're talking about it. That's all they care about. They're like, I don't care if anybody buys this. We're going to put this on social media. We're going to get some hot influencer to eat a tomahawk steak at Dodger Stadium. We're going to pay for it and people are going to lose their minds and then they're going to have to buy it. That's what this is about. Give me regular ballpark food. You know what? Give me a hot dog and a beer at a Padre game. That's all I need. Hot dog and a beer. You know, it is Southern California. We can mix it with a burrito every once in a while, but I'd just rather just take the hot dog. All right, too many car jokes in here in the chat. We got to take a break. We got to lock back in. Dylan Cease, Michael King, Robert Suarez, Ryan O'Hearn, Luis Arraez. Impending free agents for the Padres. Are they affordable? We'll tell you what Jim Bowden said when we come back on the Brayden Serpenich Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Marchese, I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. How about Rod hitting up a burrito spot? Quesadilla, broth, and a Mexican Coke. That sounds delicious, Rod. Rod gets to work early, and then he gets out. He's getting his lunch earlier, so he always entices the lunch spell. By the way, we have Mary's Donuts in the kitchen today at work. God bless whoever brought the Mary's Donuts today. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal way to start a morning. Kind of. Donuts. I'm good for two donuts and then it's gut rot time. I don't know how many donuts you can have, Frank, but two and I'm like,
how big
in your
heyday.
Because
I never saw them.
They're not.
Are they like they're normal not much, sized they're, donuts they, or are they
Mary's
giant?
Donuts, Mary's Donut Shop. And again, rest in peace, Mary, who just passed away a couple of week ago. We talked about that last week. Mary's Donuts is like a traditional mom-and-pop donut shop. That's what it's like. It's not, they don't have all the, you know, cereal on there. Maybe they do, but at least the ones that I see, it's like classic glazed, classic maple bars, classic cake donuts, all the classic donut shop stuff. That's the best kind of donuts, in my opinion. I don't need any cereal on donuts.
No.
I don't need any candy on donuts. I don't need the gigantic, I don't need ones that are the size of a pillow, like, for my face. Just a classic donut. Classic donut shop. We've done the donut bit. I don't want to dive too much into that, but you know what? I might have to venture into the kitchen and see if there is any left. Sales staff likes to eat the donuts. Let me tell you. All right. Let's talk about the Padres for a second. As we usually do, it's a Padres flagship station. We talk a lot of Padres baseball. And right now, as we're counting down the days to end this World Series so we can dive into free agency. Now, that's an interesting question. Off-season segment, what's in Frank's work bag? I don't need to know what's in Frank's work bag.
Computer, I think it's chargers, pens.
Natural casing.
Yeah, no, it's my laptop and anything I need to bring here, really. There's nothing crazy.
People think there's crazy stuff in there.
No, there's nothing crazy.
We're asking the Italian what's in his briefcase. Do we think that's a good idea?
That was your first mistake.
Yeah. I think they were hoping there was some prosciutto in there and some other deli meats.
About a year ago.
Fresh mozz. They got some fresh mozzarella in there?
A year ago, probably, but not now. Not anymore.
Poor Go Aztecs. Icebreakers. We haven't seen Frank kill the icebreakers in a while. Did you quit those?
Yeah.
He quit them.
I kicked the habit.
Wow. A round of applause for Frank.
I will say, I don't remember if I said it on air on Friday. I know I told you that my stomach sleeve surgery, that was a year ago on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Down from 394 to 257 in a year.
Are you at the weight you want to be, or are you still working?
I'm 12 pounds over where I want to be, but I can't complain with being
at
257 for the first time since, I'm sure, senior year of high school.
It's great. You're looking great.
Thank you.
Let's look at this Jim Bowden top 50 free agent list, okay? And I just want to talk about the Padres guys for a second. Did you put this in order?
Yes.
On the thing? Okay. I did know that Dylan Cease is eighth. So out of all the free agents this year in the offseason, Dylan Cease is ranked the highest Padres free agent, and he is the eighth best free agent in Major League Baseball. He's 30 years old. Last year, he had a B-War of 1.1. He's represented by Scott Boras. He has started 32 or more games in each of his last five seasons, striking out more than 200 batters each year while logging between 165 and 190 innings. This season, he led NL starters in strikeouts per nine innings, but also saw his walk total increase and his ERA jump to 4.55. His home run per nine also rose from 0.9 in 2024 to 1.1 this year. The wobble in command is a concern, but his ability to miss bats, durability, and career fielding independent pitching of 3.67 will have several contending teams lining up to bid for his services. Salary comps. According to Jim Bowden, Garrett Crochet, 6 years, 170. Tyler Glasnow, 5 years, 136. Carlos Rodon, 6 years, 162. Blake Snell, 5 years, 182. He lists the Padres, Braves, Mets, Orioles, Cubs, Giants, Angels, Red Sox, and Tigers as team best fits. He thinks that he's going to get 6 years, $187 million.
Thank you for your service. Good luck in your future endeavors. Enjoy your career.
You're telling me you don't want to pay Dylan Cease $32 million a year?
Funny enough, no.
No, neither do I.
Believe it or not.
I agree with that. I mean, is Dylan Cease really worth $32 million a year? We start looking at like who else is getting $32 million a year.
No.
No, he's not. Somebody, we kept telling people, somebody's going to pay that kind of money for him. Somebody is. You know what? I look at that. I look at the teams that are interested. I'm going to tell you, the Braves aren't signing him for that. They're not. The Mets might. The Orioles are not. They don't like spending money, and they don't spend any money on starting pitching. Cubs, maybe. They seem a little bit more intelligent than that. Giants won't do it. They don't spend. They're not spending money. Red Sox won't do it. Tigers definitely won't do it. Why would the Tigers sign Dylan Cease when they're willing to part ways with Tarek Skubal? Did you see that, by the way, that report?
Yes, they're
I mean, are you kidding me?
Him.
They're looking to trade Tarek Skubal, but they're going to spend $32 million on Dylan Cease? Hell no.
Bye-bye, Ethan Salas. Bye-bye.
Might be a crazy winter meeting. I mean, every year San Francisco is always like, we're going to spend money, and then they never do. So maybe they'll spend money with Buster Posey.
Why do you need to spend money when you won the trade deadline?
True. Also true. You know what the name I didn't say that I think is the that I think would totally sign Dylan Cease? Mm. The Angels. That's got an Angels signing written all over it.
Yeah, it
paying $32 million for Dylan Cease. Well, we need pitching. We like spending money on worthless things. Meanwhile, we're going to have our manager only manage for a year. I'd give Dylan Cease probably $25 million a year. And I still think that would be a little bit of a lot. What do you think, Frank? How much would you give Dylan Cease a year? I wouldn't give him 32.
Absolutely not. Between 20 and 25. That's what I'd give him.
Yeah, that's what he's probably worth.
And that's on the low end for a starting pitcher, which based off of these last couple of years, especially last year, how is he worth more than that? When you saw last year, his effectiveness was one time through the order. That's it.
You can give him a qualifying offer, right?
I would give him a qualifying offer just for the compensatory draft pick. Yes, 100%.
Because you know he's not going to take it.
No,
I got to see. Did they announce how much the qualifying offers are going to be this year?
I think it's 22-1. I think. I know it's 22 something. I think it's 22-1.
Last season it was 22.025. So I don't know if they've announced this year's yet qualifying offers. Oh, here you go. This year's top qualifying offer candidates. He should be one of those, I would imagine. Yeah, he is. He's one of those qualifying offer guys. I'd give him a qualifying offer. Robert Suarez, also a qualifying offer guy. Luis Arraez is a qualifying offer guy. Michael King. Everybody but, I think...
Yeah, it's
O'Hearn is a qualifying offer guy.
Yeah, no, it's 22.025. That's what it is.
That's what they're going with this year.
Yeah, our favorite network posted that on October 14th of this year.
I'm giving them a qualifying
it's
offer.
22.1 effectively.
Qualifying offer and a thank you for your service.
Yep.
Moving
exactly
on.
Right.
All right. Scratch him off the list. The next highest Padres free agent. That's a free agent this year. Is Michael King, who's got a mutual option, probably not going to take it. He's also 30 years old. He had a 1.2 B war in 2025. Think about that. He had a higher B war in 2025 than Dylan Cease. He played like half the games. Not even that. He played like a quarter of the games that Dylan Cease played. He's represented by Excel Sports Management. Not a Boris guy. Entered the 2025 season as the potential number one free agent starter in this class after going 13-9 with a 2.95 ERA. However, he was placed in the IL on May 25th with a pinched thoracic nerve, and when he returned on August 9th, he only threw 17 2/3 innings over the remainder of the regular season and only one inning in the postseason, striking out three of the four batters he faced. His medicals were determined the type of contract he gets this offseason, and it is difficult to predict his contract without seeing those records. With that caveat, and taking into account the potential injury risk, I'll predict Jim Bowden. He'll land a similar contract to what Nathan Eovaldi got for the Rangers and Sonny Gray got for the Cardinals, even though King's considerably younger than both. That said, if the medicals are completely clear, I can see him getting a 5-year deal in the 140 range. He has him at 3 years, 75. I'd give him that right now.
I think it's if Yu Darvish retires, I think it's a no-brainer. Because that frees up Yu's money. If that is a no-brainer, if Yu Darvish retires. If he doesn't, I would still want him back, but I wouldn't be overly thrilled at that price. But if Yu Darvish retires, that's a no-brainer. He's a Padre next year.
If Michael King says yes to 3 or 75, you're writing that offer right now.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Even if, like, because Jim Bowden's worried about his medicals. We talked about the medicals with this guy, right? I mean, it was like a knee was the only... He slept on his arm wrong, and it knocked him out for a long period of time.
The only thing I'll...
It's kind of a fluke of an injury. It's not like he's an injury-prone pitcher.
Right, but it also doesn't look good that he had these injuries after he threw his first full season as a starter, and he wasn't great at the start of the year when he did. We're waiting for him to ramp up, remember, when he went down. So that might give you some pause as well, as he had a lot of injuries and missed pretty much his entire second season as a starter. And what he did prior to getting hurt, fluky or not, wasn't knock your socks off impressive.
Before he got hurt?
Yes.
He was doing all right.
I remember the conversations we were having about him. We were waiting on him and Cease to turn the corner.
We were waiting on Dylan Cease to turn the corner for sure. I got to go look at his game logs.
I mean, it wasn't awful. He wasn't bombing games, but he wasn't the 6-7 inning shutout guy that he was last year.
He was doing okay. I mean, he was giving up runs more. He wasn't pitching like shutouts. He did go 9 innings of shutout ball against the Rockies.
So he pitched a shutout against...
In his games before he got hurt, he pitched 10 games before he got hurt. He had a 2.59 ERA.
That's solid. It's a little bit better than I thought.
He was 4-2 with a 2.59 ERA, gave up 16 earned runs, had 64 strikeouts to 17 walks, 3.26 fielding independent pitching in those 10 games. He wasn't an ace, but that's a really good start in your rotation.
Anthony, we agree with you, by the way. How does he not start game 3? That we've said that the next morning.
Unless they thought he was even more hurt than he actually was. But maybe the Padres can use that to their advantage, where teams are afraid, like you, on a sense of, well, maybe this is a problem after he threw the most amount of innings he's ever thrown. And so now we're not going to offer him, and maybe the price goes down to the Padres can get him for a deal. I mean, you know for a fact, if the Padres offer him 3 or 75, you know AJ's throwing an opt-out in there once or twice.
Absolutely.
You know, because,
yeah.
And I think that'd be worth it. I'd sign Michael King to that. You know what? In the other deal, the 5-year $140, I'd sign Michael King to that deal too.
This is going to be a very difficult offseason for free agency.
It is. There's not a lot of better options out there. We'll talk about some of them when we come back on the Braden Soprenich Show. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenich Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.